Numbers von Daughter bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ich habe sie eben angekündigt, sie sitzen draußen auf dem Sofa, jetzt haben wir sie aber mittlerweile reingeholt und wollen natürlich hören, wie es ihnen geht, alles erfahren über dieses wunderbare Trio aus London. Freunde des intimen, fragilen, dunkel angehauchten Songs sind hier ganz gut bedient, denn sie machen ganz wunderbare Musik und die Venues werden immer größer und größer und wir wollen natürlich erstmal wissen, wie es geht. Elena ist da, Igor und Remy. Bonjour, comment ça va? Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Schön, dass ihr da seid. Nice to have you here finally, because you've played for quite a few times here in Berlin. And now we got to invite you over here.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And you have lots of fans also here in this house and all over the world by now. When did it start really to become bigger and bigger that you thought, oh my God, people really like our music?
I think, to be honest, we were always really surprised, even from the beginning. I think it's felt like it's kind of been like a gradual progression. But when the first album came out, I think that was when we really were quite stunned at just how many people were kind of coming to our shows and the venues that we could play and stuff. So, yeah, it's been always very surprising. I think we've always kind of just made records in like confined dark spaces and kind of like never really thought anyone would listen to it. So anything's kind of such a, you know, such a surprise and a joy. So yeah.
So how many times did you have the case that people were standing in front of you while you were making music and they started to cry?
Oh, I have had that actually a couple of times. We've had a few moments in the audience where you can, where I've looked out and there's been people crying and it always makes me want, I nearly cry, just want to jump off the stage and give everyone a hug. That is a beautiful thing. It's, obviously, you know, to make music that makes people feel things, I think is it's kind of overwhelming sometimes. Yeah.
You can be like a doctor. In a way, it's sort of a medicine, right?
Yeah.
Remy, what do you say? Remy is a drummer.
It definitely seemed to help people. I don't think we have the capacity that a doctor would have, but but I'd like to think that people are moved and we can help people in a way with music. And I mean, I've definitely been helped with music before in the past. And so to kind of be in the situation where you make some music and people are moved by it is, touching, that's for sure.
Yeah. And Igor, when you first met Elena or when you combined your music styles, what changed maybe the way Elena first made her own music and then you influenced it and then it became with you, Remy, of course, together, the whole that daughter is? Can you maybe explain a little bit?
When I met Elena, we were studying songwriting together at a music school, and Elena was already doing her own thing under her own name. And so it was just her and an acoustic guitar and playing gigs and, you know, making rooms. She's doing like just thumbs down signs just next to me. No, it was great. It was beautiful music already, and it was spellbinding for a lot of people. And really what happened is Elena decided that she wanted to do something else that was not just her by herself. And so she was already kind of thinking about this project and, you know, she already kind of had the name Daughter sort of in mind by the time she asked me to, you know, play a few gigs with her. And so I was just like, cool, I'll, you know, figure out some parts. And we found that we gelled quite well together and that there was something interesting going on. I had always loved anyway and stuff, and I guess there's something about what I was doing that she liked, and
but she's not blushing now. She's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And, from the inside.
And so we decided to start recording an EP in my bedroom, and that's how His Young Heart, our very first release, got made. And at the same time, I started working with Remy on gigs as well. And then by the time we made the second EP, we were really figuring out our sound as a band and working really hard on that. You know, I still see our second EP as kind of a big moment for us in terms of honing on what it is we were really trying to achieve sonically and in terms of songwriting as well. Mm-hmm.
Seit der zweiten EP wussten sie also so ein bisschen, da wird Daughter so richtig geformt. Remy kam dann auch später dazu. Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what would you be without Remy?
It's a very good question. I don't know.
A two-piece. Exactly. Easy. I got the answer right there.
Oh, a two-piece band without drums. That's not nice.
No, it was a joke.
It would be a band without a very musical drummer.
Okay, listen to your music. Wir hören jetzt ein Stück, das heißt How und ist drauf auf der aktuellen Platte von Daughter. Not to Disappear heißt das Album. Und heute Abend spielen sie in der Columbia Halle und ich habe gehört, der Balkon oben wurde jetzt auch nochmal aufgemacht. Das heißt, das Ticketkontingent ist nochmal erweitert worden. Das heißt, ihr könnt heute sogar noch hingehen und euch Tickets besorgen. Oder ihr sagt, ach, Flux FM schreibt mich eh gleich auf die Gästeliste. Dann könnt ihr natürlich sehr gerne euer Glück versuchen. Jetzt erstmal Daughter mit How. Daughter mit How. Das britische Trio spielt heute Abend in der Columbia Halle ein Konzert und ihr sollt natürlich da hingehen, denn es ist unglaublich ergreifende, wunderbare Musik. Sie werden heute zu viert auf der Bühne sein. Natürlich wird Elena da sein, dann der Igor und der Remy. And the fourth person to be on stage is...
Kathy.
Lady Kathy. Yeah. Lady Kathy. Is Lady Kathy also from London?
She is, yeah. She's actually from really close to where we live. So
where do you live in London?
We live in the northeast part of London, Eleanor's in Dalston. I'm in Homerton now, and Kathy lives in Stoke Newington.
In Stoke Newington. I heard that Stoke Newington is quite nice.
It's very nice, yeah.
Yeah? What does she do on stage? Why is she important for you?
She kind of does everything. She kind of does everything we can't do. She's like a magical lady. She plays. So I think the thing is when we're making our records is we sometimes get a bit carried away with how many layers of sound we put into each song. And so kind of sometimes we tried actually with this record to think like, okay, so there's three of us, we need to make sure we can play it. But then it's like, oh, but this sounds really good and this layer's great. And so, she kind of plays the bits that as a three we can't play. So she's kind of basically a multi-instrumentalist. So plays
Wonder Woman.
Bass, Wonder Woman. Yeah, she's awesome. So plays bass and keys, electronics. Sings beautifully as well. So yeah, she's great.
It's just really important for us to translate the sound of the record to the stage in a way that brings the identity of our band and our album, but also retain, you know, a live element without it being just backing track or something like that. Also, I wanted to say that Kathy has her own project called Vanishing Twin. That's very good.
We heard that now. Vanishing Twin. Okay. Yeah. She must be really happy when she hears this. She said that, Igor. Also toll, sie sind zu viert auf der Bühne heute und haben Kathy zur Unterstützung mit dabei und werden euch natürlich verzaubern. Alle drei, interessanterweise, die hier vor mir sitzen, haben unterschiedliche Wurzeln. Igor heißt schweizerische Wurzeln, Schweizerdeutsch kannst du auch sprechen, ne?
Ja, Spitzli.
Spitzli? Komm, eine kleine Kostprobe. Say something like, what's your natural... language is naturally English.
No, actually it's French.
Oh, it's French.
Yeah, although I've been speaking so much English in the past few years that I feel like I'm forgetting French.
Wow, but for someone who has learned French from the beginning of his life, your English is really good.
Oh, thank you, yeah. I was lucky enough to be introduced to English quite early in my life as well.
Igor.
Yeah.
We spoke a little bit of German before the interview started. Now you have to pull something out of your bag.
Ich kann es probieren, aber mein Deutsch ist just nicht so gut.
He's very modest. You can speak perfectly.
I can fake it for a few sentences. I tried that last night.
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
ich hatte es probiert letzte Nacht, wenn wir we went out drinking and I would try speaking with a few locals and then you know I think I can like convince them I can speak pretty good German for about three sentences and then it sort of fades and just crashes. Just crashes very, very quickly.
Yeah, you have to come here more often. Maybe a little apartment in Berlin. Come on,
anyone
fly
has
over.
Has a free room anywhere, just let me know.
Are you on tour a lot these days or for the next weeks and months?
We are. I think we don't really finish touring until December the 1st. So we've got our European tour and then we go over to America and play for, so until December.
How's the reception in America when you're there on stage? Thousands of people in front of the stage?
It's pretty awesome. We always kind of have a very lively crowd. Like, I think some of our times in America have been really funny because we've kind of been heckled in a good way from the audience, which when you kind of play our kind of music, it seems kind of weird. But lots of like marriage proposals and like just stuff. It's really funny.
Really? It's like you're on stage and suddenly someone asks you like, how's your day going? It's like, good.
Great.
How's yours? And then just kind of, I remember having a conversation with a guy in LA while we're on stage. And just
from the stage too?
Yeah. Okay. It was awesome. It was funny.
Und es gibt Heiratsanträge sogar. Wunderbar. Maybe they make a tattoo like daughter and something like that, you know, like daughter for life after the proposal, after the marriage proposal.
It's funny because it's quite different. For example, German crowds have often been quite very respectful and very quiet and very attentive. And it's like, you know, and it's only until when the last note finishes completely and there's the tail, you know, the reverb has disappeared and everything.
It's well behaved.
Yeah, very well behaved. It's like a totally different thing for us. I think we're very, as a band, we're very dependent on the crowd and the setting and the venue. And so it's all about, there's a lot about vibe for a show to go really well. So it's always like a nice variable and it like interaction.
Especially with your kind of music, ne? Genau, weil sie ja eine sehr spezielle, sehr emotionale, tiefgehende Musik machen, hat man natürlich dann die Verbindung zum Publikum und saugt das auf, wie alle reagieren und wie das Venue von innen beschaffen ist. Und das ist im Grunde ein Gesamtkunstwerk, was da zusammenspielt. Und was heute hoffentlich in der Columbia-Halle ganz wunderbar funktioniert, geht hin, ist auf jeden Fall große Empfehlung von uns und lasst euch auf die Gästeliste schreiben. 030-2000-9000 Daughter heute in der Columbia-Halle. Wir hören noch einen Song, der heißt The End und ich verabschiede mich von Elena, von Igor und von Remy. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. It was an honor for us.
Oh,
come back anytime. Yeah? Bye-bye.
This is the end.